This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
So nice of you to all join us here on Christmas, and it's such a special time, and we always gather around the fire and the ones we love at a safe distance. Remember to always social distance from fire.
And it's always it's gonna be a different Christmas because we're all in quarantine, and but
usually you could get so much closer to fire.
But, you know, sometimes, I'll tell you, a lot of times entertainers only half look forward to the holidays, the Christmas holiday, because, you know, they get a little time off, spend some time with the family. That's always nice.
What's the other half?
The other half is kind of it's kind of the double-edged sword of being an entertainer and the holidays coming around, which is... not really a lot of people watch shit during the Christmas holidays, but some people do even more. But some people don't because they're hanging out with their families.
How many people have checked their phones or whatever they're listening to just to make sure they didn't miss Christmas? Oh, fuck. Is it fucking Christmas right now? Fuck.
The thing is like, if it really was Christmas, let me turn you down a little over here.
Which someday it will be.
If it really was Christmas right now, and it actually was, like, let's say Christmas Eve was like next week.
Yeah.
If it really was, I think it wouldn't be that insane. Suddenly.
That like, it would sneak up on you.
Yes,
like that.
Yes. I think it'd just be like, fuck, man. I guess I mean, what was the last month I remember? Like July, like it was about to be July.
So the joke is like,
so 4 months.
If you told me it was Christmas tomorrow, I wouldn't bat an eye.
No, not that. Tomorrow. Cause that's like, that's way too close. That's way too close. I'm saying Christmas Eve is like next Friday.
Oh shit. Even when you said that just now,
you thought about it, right?
I was like, fuck, what does Zoya even need right now?
I'm going to get, for me and Alana for Christmas this year, I'm going to get Alana another apartment.
Cool. That's so nice. Dude, that's so nice and so vital to your relationship.
So that she can be there and I'll be here and then we could be here and I can be there.
Yeah,
just all kidding aside, I love her. Everything's fine.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
Celebrate.
It's been
Merry Christmas, Mike. So listen, I'm only joking about that. That was a bad Alana joke because I love hanging out with her and it's great. Okay, so Mike,
yes,
check this out. The other day, I discovered something through my friend Sage Ryan. And I did this on her show, Second Breakfast. That's right. There it is. If you're watching the video, you'll see Mike had Sage right there in his house.
I suppose now you don't need to watch the video to get hot.
Well, but they don't know which one.
They don't know which hand I had it in.
No, her. Sage, the girl, is actually there. So anyway, Sage introduced me to this game on her show, Second Breakfast. It's called AI Dungeon, and okay. I guess a lot of people play this like on Twitch and stuff like that, but it's essentially like, do you remember in Big when he's like playing that computer game in the beginning?
Kind of vaguely.
Like, there's like a snow king that's like trying to, like, he's playing it throughout the whole movie. Like, he keeps cutting back to this like computer game.
Yeah.
Where he types in like, grab the wizard's wand and jerk
open
it down.
Open the old castle door.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So that there's an online version of that. It's not the one from Big, but it is similar. There's like, it's like a game where you type in like what you want to do, and then it'll like fill in and then fill out a whole adventure for you.
Okay.
So I was thinking it would be really fun for us to do maybe a little adventure.
Okay. I'm in.
And here, let me pull up some royalty-free.
I've been so long without an adventure, Steve.
I know. I miss adventures. My last adventure was kind of cool. I went to play with ostriches and ride around in dune buggies in the sand, which is wonderful.
Mm.
I like a good adventure.
The picture I got in my head was you riding a four-wheeler and an ostrich was driving and you were holding on to its waist with the happiest smile on your face.
There's no way to prove that's not what it is.
I'll give you all the money in my wallet if you could prove that's not what happened.
All right, so let's try this game. I'm going to make it single player. And we're going to pick a setting, all right?
Okay.
So, Mike, we can choose a fantasy setting, a mystery setting, an apocalyptic setting, zombies, cyberpunk, a custom one, and that's it. There's an archive, but I don't want to dig into that.
What's a mystery setting?
I don't know, but let's do it. Enter. Mystery. All right, so we can either be a detective, a patient, or a spy.
Oh, spies, that'll freak me out because you never know who to trust.
Right, but we could be the spy.
What is it? Spy? A patient? So a spy, somebody who's good at just like hanging around and keeping their cool.
Right, and finding out information. A detective also kind of does the same thing, except he's more obvious about it.
Or what? A dragon?
A patient.
Okay, I pick dragon.
Let's go dragon. Let's do detective. That's always fun. We'll be okay. Like Eddie Valiant. In fact, we'll name him Eddie Valiant. How's that
Edward,
sound?
Edward Valiant.
I'm going to say Edward Valiant. Yeah. You know who Eddie Valiant is, right?
No.
He's from Roger Rabbit.
He sang La Bamba.
Okay, our story's generating, Mike.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Cool machine. Cool story machine.
All right. This needs to be less epic for a second.
I can't hear the music, but I trust it.
Can you hear it now?
No.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Hold on, let me see for a minute. Let me see for a minute. How about now?
Yeah, it sounds like you're playing a record really far away in the background. Okay.
Can you hear that, Mike?
No.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that bums me out. The audience can hear it. That's all that matters. It's very epic sound.
DM me and tell me what it's like.
It's very moving. All right. Here we go. You are Edward Valiant, a detective living in Chicago. You have a pistol and a police badge. You enter the forest where you believe the criminal you've been searching for fled to. Suddenly, a woman steps out from the bushes. Detective, I presume? What do we say? Yeah, yeah. Duh.
Show woman police badge.
No, we should say, just show her the badge and not say a word?
Show her the badge so she knows. It's like when you walk into a doctor's office and they have the diplomas behind them.
Okay, so.
So she feels safe.
I show her my badge.
This is like one of those fan fictions.
All right. What's happening? Oh, you show her your badge. Wait, the music's too loud for me now. I don't want Mike to hear it even a little bit.
She turns down the music.
All right, you show her your badge, but she snatches it from you.
Oh, fucking shit.
It's not necessary. I know who you are, she says. I've been expecting you. Expecting me? Who do you...
Take back the badge.
Wait, how about... take back the badge and say Who the hell do you think you are?
And then light up a cigarette.
Then light up a cigarette.
This is great.
Okay.
This would make a good, if Disney Plus is watching, this would make a good.
You show her the badge again, and she takes it from you. What? She had it already. Oh, she must have given it back. She examines it closely, then smiles. I'm going to say that's what I thought. Sips from flask in jacket.
This dude has a cigarette. He's drinking.
Sorry to disappoint you, detective, but I'm no cop. I am Carla Poet. And this is my poem, she says, holding up a large book.
What the fuck?
I don't have time for this shit.
Take another case.
Anothercase.exe.
Ask for time off for mental health.
I don't have time for this shit. Why am I here? Takes another long sip from his flask.
Looks at flask lovingly.
Shit! I hit enter already.
That's okay.
She puts the badge back into your pocket and then turns to face you. Because I wrote a poem. That's why.
How did she hand us?
Wait a minute.
She put the badge in your pocket like this. And then turned to face you.
Yeah, she did it without looking.
She did. She spun completely around to put your badge back in your pocket.
So I said to her, I don't have time for this shit. Why am I here? And she says, because I wrote a poem. That's why. And I said, let's get this over with.
Your poem is under arrest.
Your poem is about to be under arrest. Lights up another cigarette. You already finished the first one.
Cuts the bottom off a pack of cigarettes and lights the bottom of the packet.
She begins to laugh. She thought that was funny. No, silly man. I wrote a whole book of poems. This is just one of them. The other ones are all under arrest, she says, laughing. Oh, she says the other ones are under arrest.
That's a good sense of humor.
And then I say, what?
Propose marriage to stranger for a good sense of humor.
Suddenly, I propose marriage to the woman, knowing full well that we'd live happily for ages. Our love would transcend time and space, generations of unexplainable species will feel echoes of their love throughout.
Like, no time for this.
Throughout
too
the
long did not read version. Do okay. You want to be my wife?
All right. You suddenly propose marriage to the woman, knowing full well that we'd live happily for ages. Your love would transcend time and space. Generations of unexplainable species will feel echoes of their love throughout the galaxy. She puts her hand to her mouth, shocked by your proposal. She's too stunned to speak, so you repeat your proposal. I'm serious. You should marry me. I get down on...
down on your knee and pull out your badge again.
One knee and and show her my badge. After a beat, I take a short swig from my flask.
And in an mbop, I'm gone.
You get down on one knee to show her your badge. After a beat, you take a short swig from your flask. She begins to laugh again. Are you proposing to me? She asks, still smiling. Oh my. You shake your head and sigh. All right. Hang on.
You're under arrest.
All right. Enough bullshit. You're under arrest. Wait, you're under arrest for being my fiance.
For stealing my heart.
Yeah. For stealing my heart.
You should say, like, now how can I help you or something like that. Because she obviously, something's going on.
Wait, all right, enough bullshit. You're under arrest for stealing my heart. She throws her arms around you and hugs you tightly. You feel your entire body fill with warmth. You put the flask away and pat her on the back. Then pick her up from the floor and spin her around. Was she on the floor? Oh, because she was... Wait.
She was laying down.
Wait, pat her on the back. What? Then pick her up from the floor and spin her around.
Yeah, it's just like insert two vaguely positive physical interactions.
Hold on, I'm adding spinning and spinning. Never-ending spins. Revolution after revolution.
You both throw up onto the forest floor.
Endlessly, carelessly spinning. Like children. Hours go by.
Dude, I would have hated to have cyber sex with you in the late 90s.
Hours go by just spinning. Never talking. Enter. Let's see. She lets go of you and looks into your eyes. I've never been in love before. Oh, my dear detective, will you take care of me? All right, Mike, what happens next?
Are we here to solve a mystery or what? Is that the mystery?
No, the thing is that it's an AI dungeon, which means we're having an adventure. We're typing out a conversation with a not real computer that's sending us back responses. So so we're like guiding the story. If we wanted to, because right now we've just gone off on this like falling in love, we're going to get married to this suspect person that we met in the woods. Because we're at an alcoholic.
Yeah.
It just proposes to all of his suspects. We either want to kill him. Fuck, you want to get married? Let's go to Miami.
You're a poet? I love poetry.
Have you seen this man? By the way, god damn it, let's go to Florida and get married.
Let's run away to Florida.
Let's run away together. So we can go anywhere we want. We are in control of where this is going. We could turn this into a full-on love story. Fuck the case. Or we could go straight back to the case and be like, all right, let's get back to why we're here.
say something like, as long as you never talk to your father again.
As long as you never speak with your
what
father
if you said something
again.
Ridiculous, like, as long as you never call me by my first name.
I'll never let anything bad ever happen to you. Wait, what's that? Okay, so I put down... As long as you never speak with your father again, I'll never let anything bad ever happen to you.
Problematic behavior.
She hugs you again, then lets go. That's a deal, she says. You take out your pistol and put it to her head. She doesn't move. Say you'll marry me.
No. I don't
say,
like him.
Say you'll marry me right now. Holy shit. Okay, hang on.
He's terrible.
Just kidding. This is a... This is... just kidding.
Psych your mind.
Just,
I love you.
Just kidding. He puts the gun away.
You should say throws the gun. Deep into the woods.
He throws the gun far into the woods. First he pulled it out on Imagine that fucking scene. Say you'll fucking marry me. Just kidding. That's like 0 to 100.
This is mad. Oh fuck.
Okay, he throws the gun.
We gotta make him likable, or else no one's gonna watch the end of this fucking movie.
Deep into the woods. Hang on. Deep into the woods. I'll never use bullets ever again. I'll never use bullets ever again. I finally have a purpose. It's to protect you as long as you never speak to your dad again. Like I said before. wait, let me back up. Oh shit.
Is the music still playing?
Yeah.
That's great.
And it's perfect.
That's great.
Oh god. Oh. Let me back it up a little bit. For those of you just joining us, I've asked this woman who is a suspect in this case to marry me on the spot. Never met her in my life. And she said, will you take care of me? And I said, as long as you never speak with your father again, I'll never let anything bad ever happen to you. She hugged me and said, let's go. That's a deal, she says. You take out your pistol and put it to her head. She doesn't move. Say you'll marry me. Just kidding. He throws the gun as hard as he can deep into the woods. I'll never use bullets ever again. I finally have a purpose. It's to protect you as long as you never speak to your dad again, like I said before. I'll never speak to my dad again, she says, grinning. You put the gun away. What? You threw it in the woods. This AI is broken. You put the gun away and pull out your flask once more and dump it onto the ground. I'll also never drink another drop of alcohol. I'm intoxicated by your presence.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Your dad would have really gotten in the way. Dude, is all I'm saying.
Dude, so far she didn't even question the dad thing.
No, she hugs you again.
She's definitely gonna start being like, okay.
She hugs you again. Well, I guess that's a good thing, she says. But don't worry, I'll always take care of you. The next day. And then I say, you know, I don't think we should get married anymore. I don't think we should get married anymore.
Hold on one sec. I'll be right back.
Okay. Mike has to make a diarrhea. I'll take over from here. I don't think we should get married anymore. Your stuff smells like cabbage, and I'm a gross boy. I want gross stuff in the bedroom. I like poop and weird shit. Is that cool? All right. Mike, I went ahead and I typed out what I said the next day to her.
Okay.
I said, I don't think we should get married anymore. Your stuff smells like cabbage and I'm a gross boy. I want gross, gross stuff in the bedroom.
What the fuck?
I like poop and weird shit. Is that cool? She says, what? She says, taken aback. Well, you know, like, I pooped twice this morning.
Oh, that's super hot to this
I just want to make sure you're into that. Whoa.
I feel like going any further with the story would probably not mean great things for the future of the podcast.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why? This guy's being very honest. We're telling the story of an honest man. He's honest about his feelings. He's honest about his emotions.
Unstable. So his stability makes me worry about his moral compass. I have questions about his moral compass.
Well, let's see if we can... Well, then let's turn this around, Mike. I've had control for a bit.
I don't know his heart.
All right. Well, why don't you take the driver's seat? What happens next?
Where are we at?
Well, I just told her that, like, I don't think we should get married because I'm into gross bedroom stuff. I like to be poop. I like poop and weird shit. And then she says, well, I pooped twice this morning. I just want to make sure you're into that.
I would say, what even made you fall in love with me in the first place? As I take a flask out of the end table.
As I take a flask out of... I think they're in bed. Maybe it's under the pillow where he was sleeping.
Under the mattress.
Okay, what even made you fall in love with me in the first place? Hang on, let me do this quotes.
I say, removing my second favorite flask from the mattress.
I say, removing my second favorite flask from in between the mattress. From in the mattress.
From beneath the mattress.
From beneath the mattress. Okay, period. The music stopped, but that's okay. I may have some water. Is that all right? Music's back.
Glasses on.
She giggles, then nods. I'll meet you here later, she says. Don't wait up. The sun sets and you sit in the window, waiting.
All day, huh?
Yeah.
That must be a,
what if we put,
some kind of window.
What if we put, and then I died, and I'll never forget that moment of my life where she was a part of my life.
Well, let me ask you this. What does he see from the window? Is there anything interesting going on in the yard?
It can be anything. What should it be? What's in the yard?
What do people do in a yard? Beneath the window, the townspeople have rented a slip and slide. Crocodile Mile, to be exact. I take my third favorite flask out from the lazy season. And pour it onto someone's head from above.
Third favorite flask. And dump the contents onto someone below the window.
Yeah.
And then what was the last thing?
They seem upset.
All right. Suddenly, you hear a scream from your neighbor and someone from the crowd calls out, "Someone's got a gun!"
Oh no, they found it in the woods.
What do? We spring into action?
Yeah. You're pretty drunk by this point.
We spring into action.
And fall completely out of the window, ass over tea kettle.
We spring into action, pretty drunk, and fall out
from
of...
It, from.
And fall from the window. Yeah. This is a journey. What happens? He falls from the window what?
Breaking his arm in the process.
I think breaking we're here.
What tense do we have to
I think we're song? Hearing the Christmas song Emmanuel. I'm going to turn that
weird,
up. Okay.
That's a weird layer.
We spring into action, pretty drunk, and fall from the window, breaking an arm.
In the process.
Let's see what happens. You walk around wondering what to do. Oh, well, you think. You fall into a nearby hammock and start drinking your bottle of rum. You pass out. That seems very like this guy.
Dude, and then when we wake up, it could have all just been a dream. Because it definitely seems like a goddamn dream.
Suddenly, I wake up.
And discover it was all but a dream.
Discovering the events of this extraordinary adventure were, in fact, all a dream. Enter. This is nice. You walk out into the garden. Hey, Dad, your underwear's on backwards, Henry cries.
Who the fuck is Henry?
I'm going to hit enter. It'll generate the next thing for us. Hey, Dad, your underwear's on backwards, Henry cries. Thank the gods, you sigh. That was a weird dream. You know, I really should have my clothes dried by a professional. I can't be trusted to do it myself.
And it was all about laundry the entire time.
And
if you were describing the story to someone, you'd be like, what's that one movie about the detective who's bad at laundry?
Okay, I put the whole story was about laundry the whole time, the end. We got confused and started writing a different ending. We're really sorry about that. The one you just read is the real ending. What?
Thanks for all your help at the end there, computer.
All right. Well, that was fun, Mike. That was great.
Yeah, very interesting.
I'm going to save this story. I'm going to leave it here and then save it. And then maybe
we should make it into a book.
We can make it
a hardcover book.
Yeah, we can make it into a little golden storybook with like cute
golden story zine.
Let me do it. Can I do it? I want to draw it. I want to make the drawings and mm-hmm. stuff. All right.
Draw it.
All right, well, let's do some ads, huh? How's Please. That sound?
That sounds great. And thank you to all the sponsors of this show for keeping us fed and warm during this cold, cold pandemic.
And afloat, for dung's sake.
And afloat.
Guys.
Through this wet pandemic.
Let's talk about Quip, because we love them. Huh? How about that? You cool with us talking about Quip, because we love them?
Big fan of Quip.
Quip was in my mouth about a half an hour ago. Well, actually, humble. That's not true. More like an hour ago.
Thank you for writing the course on that.
Mike, has your morning or evening routine changed at all lately, recently?
No. I still just brush my teeth with Quip every day. Because when you have a perfect routine like that, what's the point of change?
I love that. And do you love that thing that you're using to brush your teeth is delivered to your home? You don't have to leave the house during this whole thing going on.
Yes, I also love that part so much.
Because that's the special thing about Quip. You know, I mean, there's many special things about Quip, but one of the most special things is that they deliver all this really great oral care to your door.
How many times have you been in a CVS or something like that and you're standing in the toothbrush aisle and you're like, why are there 700 of these things? Does the angle of it matter? How many bristles? What kind of grip does it have? Imagine being delivered the perfect oral utensil without having to leave your home. Never spend a second in that aisle ever again.
I couldn't even imagine it.
The detective
said.
Exit the garden and remembers that.
Guys, did you know that 75% of us use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective, and even more people forget to floss?
gross. Really take this time to be exactly. in contact with your mouth through a mask.
And good health starts with good habits, guys. And Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to brush and floss better. And the electric toothbrush that they provide there, which I use daily and Mike does as well, is Time Sonic Vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute routine. And there's even a sized-down version designed for kids. How about that? That's cute. Paired with Quip's anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon, you'll get the ingredients teeth actually need and none that they don't. So how about that? And there's also that eco-friendly refillable floss that they send you with a dispenser that you keep for life and expanding string that helps to clean in betweening. And so you get the Quip brush head, the toothpaste, and floss refills, and they're automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5 each. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. And shipping is free! So join the over 3 million happy customers and practice good oral care easily and affordably with Quip. Starting at, how about $25? That's not bad. And if you
that's
go to
a bargain.
That's a bargain. If you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you'll get your first refill for free. That's your first refill for free at getquip.com/banter. Spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip, the good habits company.
You're going to like the way your mouth feels.
I am going to guarantee that, I think.
I stand behind my guarantee about how you'll feel about your mouth.
I think
guys, I'm almost positive about how you'll feel about your mouth.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna like it. Guys, features. Let's talk about features. FEETURES. Now Features is a great company, and let's talk about have you ever, unraveled a shirt in your clothes, or do your armhole not, there's a third armhole in it.
Steve's going through time right now.
To perform your best, you need to feel your best from head to toe, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me now. Features has solely focused on engineering innovative high-performance socks for almost 20 years, you guys. 20 years. They've created a sock with a custom-like fit to prevent the issues with conventional socks. So no more bunching, slipping, friction, or blisters.
Dude, I know you're probably listening to this and being like, okay, it's socks. But there's something to the way they feel when they're on you. They've sent me a bunch. Have they... Bottom line is the socks just feel good. It's so important that your socks feel good. Haven't you ever watched Forrest Gump? That's what half that movie is about.
Rewatch it if you don't believe my friend Mike. Guys, here's the deal. There's multiple cushion levels on these socks, from ultra light to max cushioning for unsurpassed performance. I love them. I got a whole grip of them in the mail, and I tried every single pair on, and just to get the... I mean, some of them were the same, but it was very nice.
That's okay.
Mike, have you tried them? The ones that
I
you were
sent? I absolutely have. And they're so incredibly comfortable. And I look forward to, you know how some underwears and some socks you look forward to when they get back in the rotation?
Yeah, of course.
My feature socks are at the top of the rotation right now because of how comfortable they are. And you know how you wear, sometimes you wear like dress socks in your sneakers when you're in a rush?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you're just going to the laundry room or
and
something like
that.
And
you're slipping around.
And they feel like super nice and like slick in there. Yeah, that's how these feel.
Yeah. Really good.
And there it goes and coming back.
Guys, those that targeted compression on the socks act like a hug around the arch of your foot, which feels real nice and supportive, and it keeps the sock in place and preventing it from bunching, slipping, or sliding down into your shoe. And the anatomical design conforms to the left and right shape of the foot, creating a custom-like fit that keeps the sock in place so you can focus on your workout. Work out harder, recover faster, get stronger, run faster, and look great doing it. How about that? And there's a lifetime guarantee. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. And they're family-owned. How about that? That's always nice, supporting a family-owned business. Hugh Gaither founded the company in 2002, and now he and his sons, John and Joe, shout out to John and Joe, own and operate the company in North Carolina.
John and Joe Features.
Their mission
Please,
to create...
Mr. Features was my family-owned business.
But their mission, guys, is to create products that help you achieve your personal best. So why don't you see why Features has quickly become the number one running socks in America. So for listeners of Dynamic Banter, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features by going to features.com and using the code BANTER. That's $10 off your first pair when you go to F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com and enter the promo code BANTER at checkout. Again, that's features.com, code BANTER, $10 off. Thanks a lot, Features.
Thank you, Features. Wah, wah, wee.
All right, let's do HelloFresh, Mike.
Love HelloFresh. I've been really into cooking at home now that the world is a little bit different. Mm. And me and Zoya are even coming out with a cooking show called Cooking Alone with my wife, where she just watches me cook and she can't fix any of the terrible things I'm doing to our perfectly good food. And I can't wait to incorporate this HelloFresh into our routine. But it really does, like, I've never tried more food than when I'm like forced to cook it myself. Things that I would normally be like, oh, I don't really like mushrooms, or I don't really like whatever, this and that. There's something different about cooking it yourself. You see where everything comes from, you put it all together, you make it into something else, mm-hmm. and then you feel like you're in a restaurant in your mm-hmm. own home.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, Mike, you get those ingredients from HelloFresh delivered right to your door, so you don't even have to go to a grocery store and pick them all out.
And dude, like, if you know where your door is, you can find the food they leave.
Mm-hmm, And HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and they let you skip those trips to the grocery store, like we were just saying, and makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. And their recipes are so delish! And they offer so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe rut. The old RR. I know I'm suffering from it. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week! And they offer fresh, high-quality ingredients for a super flavorful experience. How about that? And over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure the freshest recipes are delivered to your door. That's always good stuff. And you save a lot of time, guys. There's contactless delivery to your doorstep so you can get started cooking with your family. And they cut out that stressful meal planning stuff and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. Or even 20 minutes with their quicker recipe options. And you could save up to 28% by using HelloFresh versus their grocery store shopping trips. So, they're sustainable, they're flexible. You could keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. Ooh, that's a key word for me. I love garlic bread.
Bit of garlic. Garlic bread.
Love garlic bread. Let's not be a joke about that today for anybody, all right? You can change your delivery days or food preferences or skip a week. There's a lot of flexibility, you guys. And they're committed to giving back. HelloFresh is committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe. HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year is stepping up their food donations amid the coronavirus crisis. So that's really nice. Thank you, HelloFresh. Mike, are you all right?
Yeah.
What happened? You had a booger?
No.
How about this, guys?
Ooh, garlic bread.
Guys, how about this? Go to HelloFresh.com/banter60 and use the code banter60 to get $60 off your first 3 weeks, including free shipping on your first box. How about that? Additional restrictions apply, so please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. And let's talk about that, Earl, one more time. That's HelloFresh.com/banter60. Get that promo code. Why don't you with some garlic and bread? All right. Thank you so much, HelloFresh. Mike, I can barely hear it.
Promo code of banter 60. Bah, 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 bah.
It sounds like. Is that Cecil? Oh, no, Cecil!
Steve, we're gonna get locked out.
Oh, man. Hang on. Let me bring you up here so we can get. Oh, no. Here we go. It's fucking Cecil. Cecil's greetings. Listen, listen, hold on, Cecil. It's been a while. Where have you been, buddy? What? Where have you been?
In your mind, I said.
All right. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go, Cecil.
Did you tell him about Hello Fresh? Tell him about promo code Banter.
Thank you for helping, Cecil. I appreciate that. Mike, check out this fart I did the other day. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear this?
That's nice. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Here is a piece of art that I made called Quick Questions.
Okay.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Hey, can I ask you a quick question?
Hey, Steve, we have a couple. Be nice.
Oh, shit. Let me pull up some music for it.
Or.
Not be nice.
All right. Can you hear the music,
oh,
Mike?
Oh, there's that music. It's very faintly, but it's there.
All right. I like to hear that.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to everybody's favorite game show, Be Nice. There's that crowd.
Or not be nice.
Shit.
This is a game show where I give Steve a real-life scenario, and he tries to guess whether or not his friend, co-host, brother, Mike, would be nice in that situation or not be nice. Now, if Steve's answer matches up with how Mike really do and feel, a member of the live studio audience gets one of these hot fancy stickers made lovingly by Taylor Bjork, independent artist from Canada. So only the people who have these stickers, the only people in the world who have these stickers are me and people who have won this game. Steve, are we clear on the rules?
Yeah, even I don't have one.
Thank you.
All right, the audience, Steve, likes that I don't have one.
Did we do the bird scooter one already?
I don't remember.
There is somebody in my neighborhood who keeps a bird scooter behind their fence at their front door.
Like a public one or their own?
Yes. No, a bird scooter. Like you need to unlock this with your credit card bird scooter.
Like a public one?
Yes.
Okay.
I pass these people every day. and there are two bird scooters in their yard every day. If I ever see these people come out their house, Steve, do I be nice or not be nice?
That's a not be nice, I think, because you can't do that with something that is meant for public usage. And
keep in mind, Steve, before you answer, you're playing for Jesper PB on Instagram. That's Jesper PB.
All right, Jesper, I really hope this works out for you, buddy. I'm telling you.
Before you just blurt out an answer, know that it's for Jesper PB.
I think that if you're the type of person, is it an inaccessible gate?
Yeah, it's like a little, it's like a 3 foot high a white picket fence.
Yeah, that's not okay. Like, if you're a person, if you're a person and there are things that are useful for the public out on the street, let's say someone maybe is a little exhausted from walking or they just want to have some fun with their friends.
Or somebody hasn't gotten coronavirus yet and they're wondering what public thing they could put their hands on.
What's the fastest way to get it? It's their right to do so. And if you're the type of person that keeps something like that behind a fence so that only you can use it, then that's what I call selfish. So I'm going to say that if you're that if you're that outwardly selfish, then you're probably not a good person. So I'm going to say not be nice.
Steve, the correct answer, and again, this is for a sticker for Jesper PB. We're going to need your address after that because, Steve, the correct answer is
not be nice.
Steve, you've done it.
You're hearing.
You believe in the...
Steve, the next one comes to us from me as well.
Ooh, that's nice.
I was walking to go pick up a sandwich. A dude almost hit me with his car in the crosswalk. You really have to put yourself in this scenario.
Okay.
Dude almost hits me with a car in a crosswalk and then sees me and goes, "You're good." In the next 5 seconds, I look that man in his eyes and I be nice or I not be nice. And Steve, before you answer, this one's for Natalie Wilhelm. That's a sticker.
Oh, Wilhelm.
For Natalie Wilhelm.
Like the Wilhelm scream?
Natalie Wilhelm.
I'm going to say not be nice because... who is that guy to say that you're okay? That's not for him to decide if he almost hit you.
Dude, I have one bigger pet peeve in the entire world than people being like, if they bump me, people being like, "Oh, you're all right."
Or, "You're yeah, that's good." The worst.
Like, I'll say, like, I'll get bumped at, like, the supermarket or something when that wasn't illegal. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll be like, "Oh, you know," like they walk into me and I'll be like, "Oh," and they'll be like, "Oh, you're good." I hate second least favorite thing in the entire world, Steve.
Yeah, no, I'm fully with you on that. I think that's
so
ridiculous.
This guy did the car version of that.
If you're the type of person that defaults to saying something like that to someone, you need to change that and you need to make it into a question. Like, "Are you okay?" Not, "You're okay. You're
so
okay."
Steve, I have here my exact answer. All and right. Because it may not be clear, I think you need to not only tell me what I be nice or not be nice, but I need you to tell me what my answer was.
Oh, I would not be nice. And that's my final answer. You would not be nice. I don't know what you would say, but what I would say is I'd say, "Oh, thanks, doctor. Thank you."
Doctor driving.
"Thanks, doctor. Everyone's okay. Hey, I look okay? Great. Why don't you take a look at this mole back here?" Maybe I'm not.
Rash.
Or if he was like, "You're all right," I'd be like, "I have cancer."
Oh, wow. That took a leap.
And just stare him in the eyes.
Now you're having a different conversation. So what I actually said to him was, thank God. Because I could have not been all right. But if I wasn't, it would have been because you hit me with your fucking Oldsmobile.
Did he respond?
No, no, no. That's when people... Dude, as soon as you acknowledge... Yeah. And as soon as you know that they know they did something stupid and you're on the same wavelength, no regular two strangers are going to stay next to each other for a real long time after that.
No, but if you're the guy that's on the receiving end of that, then you got to just take it.
Yes, that's the thing. And you got to be okay with, and this is for everyone, because everybody fucks up.
Yes.
If you definitely fuck up and you get called out, own it.
You got to own it.
Because no one trusts the person that you are if you can't own up to your mistakes.
Right.
If you own up to your mistakes, you could be like a person. Everyone loves somebody who has learned from their mistakes.
Right.
Really and truly.
Of
came
course.
To all those conclusions on their own. If you're somebody who's like, you're good, and you put your mistake on the other person... You're a trash bag deluxe.
Yes.
Fries and a drink.
Big trash bag deluxe. You smell like vanilla.
So you said not nice. What do you think my answer to that person? What? How would you classify my answer?
I think your answer was correct. I think what you said to that person was correct and good. And I think it was your own version of a not be nice. So I'm going to say
you think it was
nice.
A snarky not be nice.
I think it was a snarky not be nice.
Okay, that means we got two winners.
Woo!
So if you're listening on Instagram, Jesper PB and Natalie Wilhelm, DM us your address and we'll send you a handwritten note and you stick it. And it's going.
I love it when people win, Mike. That's very fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for putting that together, Mike. That's always a fun thing.
So much fun. I love be nice or not be nice.
It's a good time.
Do you want to do a herstory?
Yeah, let's do like a history road or two.
I found out long ago, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a long way down the history road, whoa, whoa, whoa. History road, history show.
Cecil, I didn't know you were a fan.
Cecil loves that song, dude. It sounds... Cecil told me that he thinks that song sounds a little bit like the Christmas song that Paul McCartney used to sing.
Our first history road comes from Sarah Lesage. And she says, I was watching HBO's The New Pope. I watched The Old Pope. I'm a bigger fan of the old one.
That's such a hipster thing to say.
I liked the new pope before he was new.
I like the old pope.
And recognized Voelio's voice as the open eyes, closed eyes guy. Oh, because he said the open eyes, closed eyes actor was hired by HBO. That's the subject line. Now I laugh at all the wrong parts. Here's a clip. Oh, great. All right, let's hear this.
It always helps to have an aid.
Yeah, for sure. Here we go.
Don't you think that after all these years, my time has come?
Oh, no!
I'm in perfect health. To that end, I have prepared a copy of my latest test results for each of you.
Oh, no! Dude. Oh, no!
He does, I'll say this, he speaks three times faster than the open-eyed, closed-eyed guy.
Let me introduce you, Don Luigi Cavallo.
Let me introduce to you Don Luigi Carpentaro.
So he's Italian? Open eyes, closed guy is Italian?
I don't know. Is this guy Italian?
My new right-hand man.
Is he the Pope?
An expert in making the world feel uneasy. He will make
the world open eyes. And then she says in this next clip, he says eyes in the first 30 seconds.
Okay, great.
There is a new preface by Joseph.
I'm depressed, Angelo.
I don't give a shit that you are depressed, Michael. Tonight I take care of a disabled boy. Last night I was looking at him. He was drooling, and his eyes were blank.
It's very close. It's too fast, but it's very close.
It's
if
like,
you did that thing where you slow down the audio.
Yes. Actually, we could like do it. You want to try it?
Yeah.
Let's do it right now. Okay, hold on. Let me put on the other one. The other one was more fun. Playback speed. Here we go.
Don't you think that after all
Oops,
these years, my time
fast.
Is coming?
Whoa, hachi machi.
I am in perfect health. To that end, I have prepared a copy of my latest test results for each of you. Let me introduce
Dude,
you.
Can you do it down any more than that?
Don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me bring it back a little.
See you. Test results for each of you. Let me introduce you, Don Luigi Cavallo.
Wow, shit. That's really funny. Let's do it to this one. Come on, let's have some.
That's
fun.
My Italian uncle Tonight, that you only see at wakes.
I'm depressed.
You're looking, didn't
I don't give a shit that you are depressed, Michael. Tonight I take care of a disabled boy. Last night I was looking at him. He was drooling, and his eyes were.
All right. Love
it is kinda.
Love all your content. Thanks for providing much needed laughs in this rough time, Sarah L. She put a bunch
and
of
he's
always. Okay, wow, there's a lot of attachments here, but let's see. Matt Sezkaj says, the irony of a be nice or not be nice t-shirt adventure.
Oh, shit, this is fun.
So first of all, I want to start out with a hello, blessings to you and anyone hearing you reading this. It's like,
hey, that's everyone saying what's up at the same time.
During these difficult times, we must all stay strong and safe. And I just want to help spread some good vibes. All right. So why I emailed is a funny tale of a shirt in delivery hell, basically.
Uh-oh.
All right. This isn't a complaint on anyone. I'm just sharing it because I kind of found it ironic, given it is the be nice or not be nice shirt. Okay, so it was to arrive last week, but was misdelivered to the wrong place and then was quickly recovered. So then recovery, it has been sent out and brought back not once, but four times.
What? What? Do they even let that happen?
I know. Usually they'll just send it back to where it came from. From my counting anyways, it's now Wednesday the 23rd. USPS now claims there is incorrect data on the package, which makes sense given the situation. Now, I get things are tough, especially for delivery services. I am myself a dangerous goods agent. What?
Oh, humble brag.
For FedEx. So I know the struggle. But they won't even allow me to send them the correct info even when I email or call. I'm just trying to help them deliver it to me, but I can see why they may think I'm not who I claim to be because they clearly have bad intel. Maybe after it was at the wrong house, the correct info became hard to recover. I don't know. The tracking history on the map is starting to look like they're just drawing a magic sigil. And they are blocks away from my place, but definitely have gotten really close to getting it here. I want to be nice, but when you're not even allowing me to call and help with the process, I kind of want to call back and, you know, not be nice. I'm going to attach some photos of what I can. P.S. I sent it History Road. It was a long time back. It was long, but a decent blank is my favorite blank. So I think you may get a tickle, even if it's read off the pod. I hope you can enjoy it. Love you both, and thank you very much for just being your beautiful selves.
Is there a way to look up that person's name or something?
Yeah, their name is... Oh, for the email? Oh, should we read their history road?
Yeah, I mean, there's no
their other
more road. Relevant time.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's do it. Here we go. I will try to make this as short as I can. On June 7th, he sent this. A story of a great blank is my favorite blank. It better be great! Hey there, lovely boys, and possibly a guest. My name is Matt Cheki. Cheki? Wow, that's how you pronounce that?
Is he Albanian?
It's a C-Z-E-K-A-J. It's
sounds like he could be.
Cheki. From Buffalo, New York. This is a story of when a blank is my favorite blank turned into a nice yes and at work. We're on the line at work having boxes come to us. One guy looks to see if we are near done, as it is around that time. He yells out, "There is no end in sight." So I yell back, "There is no end in sight" was my favorite Stevie Wonder album.
Oh, man.
The guy across from me laughs as he's a musician and another funny boy at work. He and I both say together, "With guest star Ray Charles." Oh, okay, now it's a blind thing. Because there's no end in sight.
I thought it was starting as a blind thing.
But then it ended as one because of Ray Charles. He then adds, it was a two-disc set. On the second CD, they had another guest, Andrea Bocelli. So I reply, "Bless you." He goes on to say it was called The Three Blind Mice. To which I add, yes, it was actually named MCE, 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 because they all had no eyes. And actually, it was the set. Actually, it was the set that was called No End in Sight. It was called that because you didn't know when any of the CDs were over because they flowed into each other seamlessly. You were locked into a jazz trance. Mighty
dude, I like reference. That this guy was like, go back and read my history road where I make fun of blind people for 20 minutes. make sure you don't skip that one.
Yeah, I swear it's good.
And that, ladies and gentlemen.
This has been... Sorry, it wasn't really short. Much love to your great laughs and the wisdom gained from all that you both do. Hopefully you got some new wisdom today.
Thank you. Oh, fuck, man. Well, thank you for listening to the show and being once I was a funny boy at my job. And it's important to bond with your other funny boys at work. Funny boys and girls. Make the job day fly by.
Do you want to do one more or should we get out of here?
Sure, if you got one.
I got one more quick one that says, short history road and a Lee birthday boy. Hunter Brooks sends an email saying, "Hi guys, it's me again. First time emailing, but I've been listening to your extraordinarily loud noises for a few years now. My history road involves a Lee birthday boy named Matt. Matt used to drive me home when we were in high school because I live in Kentucky and didn't have a car, so the only thing slower than taking the bus was driving a tractor." That's the end. One fateful Friday, Matt said those ooey gooey magic words, "Have you heard of dynamic banter?" I said no, and he proceeded to start an episode in his car, to which I heard Steve scream, "I don't want Donald Duck to be president," and I knew I had fallen in love immediately. Fast forward to 2020, and I'm still screaming those same words, Steve, but this podcast has been a light of my week, and I look forward to every Friday when I can listen to some out loud two boys screaming. Thank you for everything. As I mentioned earlier, it's Matt's 20th birthday today, Tuesday, June 23rd. That was like a couple of days ago.
He's been a man forever.
It would light up his world if you could give him a two-horn honk and maybe even a phone call. I guess Steve will have to do the honors since Mike charges $40 for one video of Wrestling Fred saying happy birthday.
You're goddamn right.
Here's his number. We won't call him, but we'll say happy birthday. And tell your friend...
Steve, you're going to have to do it since Mike values the time.
Mike values his time, so I'll just say thank you, Matt, for introducing Hunter to Dynamic Banter, and happy birthday to you.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you for trying to throw me under the bus, and that felt really good.
It felt, you hear that? It felt really good.
That felt really good.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Plackey mentioned, oh, I want to say one thing really quick. First of all, shout out to Ryan Faroki.
Yeah,
who always kills it and does a great job on the show and does his best, and he's a great boy. But he lost someone in his family recently, and he's been having a rough time. So if you guys want to send the boy some love on Twitter, maybe some fun gifts or something. He's a sweet, sweet lad, and
and from day one, man, just like, mm-hmm. Just very smart and quick, mm-hmm. and incredibly helpful. Goes above and beyond all the time. And he's like family over here. So mm-hmm. when he's hurting, we're hurting, and he's hurting right now. So, you know, he loves you guys so much. That's why I spend so much time doing the video stuff and, you know, all the little things that everybody catches. He loves it like you guys love it. So, mm-hmm. You know, he really values you guys a lot. So if you were to go over and just wish him well, I'm sure he'd really appreciate that.
Just any kind of lightness, happiness, funny jokes you want to send his way, he's a good boy. And his mm-hmm. Twitter handle is at Ryan Faroki, and it's RyanFarroki.
Even the guy who sent a message and doesn't think my time is valuable, should go over and follow Ryan on Twitter.
That guy should pay it forward and follow Ryan and say something nice to Ryan. But the reason why I got to this little shout out section was because I want to mention Kevin Plackey mentioned on Twitter the other day that he missed your plugs at the end of the podcast. So I think it would be fun if you still did some kind of plug, even if it's a fake thing, like I'll be at Flappers or, you know, the Comedy Factory in New Hampshire, you know, whatever you want to say. But I think it'd be fun to have you come back with that a little bit.
All right. Well, I have some real plugs to do after, but before that, I'm jet setting off. I'm hopping on a plane, Steve. I'm going to Minnesota. Jeffrey's Giggle Tits opened in Minnesota, and I'm going to be there with Stevie Bohemoth and Kimmy Bag of Donuts, and we'll be there. They're doing 15. I'm doing 45.
Dude, say hi to Boom Boom. Say hi to Boom Boom Robbie for me when you're over there.
Boom Boom Robbie will be there. Of course, we won't let him touch the mic after a couple of those tweets came out.
No, he's got to learn. He's got to learn.
He's got to learn. He needs his time away from society. So then I'm jet setting off to Greenbow, Alabama, where I'll be doing stand up on the porch outside, social distance show, crowd work show on the porch where they filmed Forrest Gump. I'll be on his mother's porch where he sat and listened to his mother have sex with the principal to further his education. We'll be right there doing a crowd work show.
Mike, I also saw you were going to be at Social Distance Louie's on Friday, July 25th.
That one's super weird because that one is actually not a social distance show. The show is being broadcast on Zoom, but it's from a room where too many people are packed into a basement. No one's wearing a mask.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mike. That felt great.
I would like to say, if I can, that just a couple things I forget to say sometimes. I've been selling prints of photos that I've been taking. And you could find the link. It's just the photography link at the top of MikeFalzone.com, Squarespace website. A lot of you already know that I do Welcome to Our Podcast, which is on Spotify, and Clips on YouTube, which is a podcast with my lovely wife.
Shout out to Zoyer.
Speaking of Zoyer, we just filmed our first episode of this thing called Cooking by Myself with my wife, which is going to be a really fun cooking show that'll be done whenever we finish it. But it was really fucking fun to make. I think it's going to be a fun long form thing if anyone's interested in that. And lastly, me and Byron have been working on new designs for shirts and been working really hard. And then me and Steve just came up with a really fucking fun idea that we have to flesh out a little bit more before we announce it. But
it's really good.
Be on the lookout for more shirts. I've been in contact with Byron. So a new thing we're going to do when we release our next shirt
is on the website, on the actual picture of the shirt, it'll say the shipping date. So you know when exactly to expect that.
That's good.
And yeah, we're always trying to make that better and easier for everyone. But we really appreciate all your support during this time and forever. But especially during this time, it's really nice to be able to have something that we could all look forward to doing and hearing. And I look forward to it a lot every week, laughing with you and for you guys. And hopefully it makes my whole week better. So thanks. So,
ditto, Mike. Thank you. That's a very nice sentiment. It's good to have this, the consistency of being able to rely on us spending time together, and then also the consistency of the show every week for people who need a good laugh or two. Very important stuff. But well said, Mike. I appreciate you a lot. I appreciate the audience. Love you guys. Uh-oh. We'll see you next time.
It's lit.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.